Hello, my beloved friends. Got the music playing in the backdrop because he lives. I can face tomorrow. It's because he lives the reason we're alive.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, I know, has got a good message for you today. I pray you're having a good day. I know that we have enjoyed today, and just so thankful that the reason we live is because our Savior lives.
Amen.
And there's coming a time, and I believe it's coming soon, that we're going to experience a lifting up. The graves will open up.
Amen.
Those old bones and them old bodies is going to be turned into a glorified body.
Amen.
We shall be caught up in the air together to be with our Lord forever.
Amen.
So I don't walk around with my head hanging down as if there's no hope.
Amen.
And worrying about the situation that we're living in today.
Amen.
We're living in trying times. We're living in evil times.
Amen.
We're living in times that if you don't know Jesus and you're not walking with Him, the days are long.
Amen.
And you're wanting things to go back to normal. Well, there's no going back to our so-called normal. There's been a big shaking. There's been a great stirring of the pot. And I'm going to say this today. If we don't desire to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus, there's going to be many battles that we're going to be defeated. Because we don't have the faith and we've not walked with Jesus long enough and trusted in Him and knowing that He is more powerful than anything that we face. Oh, what peace Jesus brings that's not of this world. This world will never know real peace. And one day, we'll see the one that brought us peace and hope and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My prayer for you today, beloved, if you are a born again child of God, is for you to seek more of what you have now.
Amen.
Because if you don't have any peace now, what you going to do on down the road when things get worse? Oh, I'm not someone to say gloom and doom. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. The Bible says that things will get worse and worse. So if you're expecting them to get better, got another thing coming. Get in the Bible and see what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. Come out of His mouth that what was going to happen before His return. Things will be like the days of Noah. Are they not like the days of Noah?
Yes.
Where people are living in sin and calling good evil and evil good?
Mm.
Are we not living in a time where people have walked away from God, forsaken the one true God, and said, hey, I want to do it my way. Your way will send you to hell. God's way will bring you to heaven.
Amen.
I want to pray today, and I pray that you will be blessed, that your eyes and your heart will be enlightened.
Yes.
Father, Almighty God, I pray in Jesus' name for you to give us your favor and your anointing that Pastor Nikki will bring a message that will cut us deep to our heart, and that we'll realize it's the Word of God that really matters, not what people think and not what people have imagined, but what you say. Now, right now, Lord, I pray for those that are down. I pray for those that are depressed. I pray for those that feel like there's no hope. I pray for those that don't know that walking with Jesus Christ will bring us peace and a joy.
Yes.
So right now, Father, I pray. I pray that you would just reach down from heaven and through your Holy Ghost here on earth, minister to our needs, and most of all, for those that are lost and on their way to hell, will be rescued today. They'll be rescued, God. Have your way. Lord, I pray that you'll forgive us of our sins. I pray, God, that you would just bring us back to our first love.
Yes.
As a child of God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that we can be a testimony that no matter what we face, the test and the trials is only to make us better.
Yes.
Not to, for us to fall apart.
No.
But for us to fall upon you.
Yes.
Fall upon the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And to know that your blood cleanses us from all sin.
Yes, Lord.
And all of our unrighteousness. And that your resurrection from that grave gives us hope of eternal life to be with you and the Father forevermore. Now, Lord, help us. May we turn from our wicked ways. And the most wicked way is to forsake you and turn to other things for our comfort and our joy. How much is enough, God? People are always wanting more and more and more. How much, Father, will be enough before they realize that if we had the whole world and lost our soul, it was all for nothing?
That's right.
And that we have eternal judgment coming right now, Lord. Right now. Let your power come down. Let your glory fall upon us and bless us as we bless you with our love and worship in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And let everybody say
Amen.
Well, I tell you, I just feel like something good is happening, not about to happen, not happened yesterday, but something good is about to happen right now.
Amen.
And so, Pastor Nikki, come and minister to us.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's a good day because Jesus created it. He created it for His glory and for our pleasure. He loves us and He wants to give us nothing but the best. And the best is Himself. I woke up this morning asking the Lord what He would have me speak about this afternoon, and He gave me the word sin. And I remember years ago reading a book. I was trying to find the answer to my problems. This was a book written by a Jewish psychiatrist, and he wrote, the title of the book was, Whatever Happened to Sin? And even though he wasn't a believer in Jesus, the Messiah, he had an understanding that sin is at the root of the problems
Amen.
Of society.
Yes, Lord.
And if he was a good Jewish man, he knew the Old Testament scriptures. And he knew about Adam and Eve and how they had sinned. And God said that if they ate of that tree, that they would die. It wasn't God's plan from the beginning that mankind should die. physically or eternally, but God made the plan at the very beginning when man sinned, when man disobeyed God, when man said, I don't believe what God told me. I believe what the devil tells me, the snake. I believe that I can be like God. I can know good and evil, and I can do things my way. That was the beginning of it all. And that sin that came in through Adam and Eve has been passed down through the generations to the present. But God, in His mercy, knowing that that was going to happen in the first place, provided an answer. He says in the book of Isaiah, He says to the Jewish people through the prophet Isaiah, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God, through His prophets, told about the answer to sin, and that was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Now, I know that it's the Spirit of God that draws us to Himself. It's the Spirit of God that convicts us of the sin in our lives. The adultery, the fornication, the going our own way, loving others better than God, loving ourselves above all else. And I could go on and on with the sin. Sin is anything that misses the mark of holiness, the mark of being able to enter the presence of God the Father. There's no way we can enter in our flesh, in our human flesh. We need a Savior, and God provided it from the very beginning. Noah believed, Abraham believed, David, King David believed, so many others believed that God was going to provide the Messiah, a way home, a way for eternal life. Now, many of us, beloved, when we become Christians, we think we have to before we become a Christian or give our hearts to Jesus, we have to clean up our own lives. We have to put away any sin that's in our lives. But Jesus says, come to me just the way you are. I'm your salvation. I'm the one that's going to wash you clean and make you white as snow. Even when we become Christians, sometimes we think we have to work hard at being good enough to be a Christian and to keep on being a Christian. But the Lord says, I've filled you with my Spirit, and by my Spirit you're able to overcome. If you read Romans 6, 7, and 8, you will see that we have been freed by the blood of Jesus. We've been freed to follow after Him with all of our hearts, to love God, to love others. We have a new heart, a clean heart, a white heart, a heart that is following after God. Pastor Buck told about that yesterday, that we're new creations in Christ, and we don't have to work anymore. We don't have to work for our salvation. Now, we're going to do good works because God created us to do those, but He created us to do them in His power. Paul says in Romans 7, he says, I know what's good to do, and I try to do it, and I just fail every time. Well, beloved, if you're trying to work out your salvation in your flesh, or if you as an unbeliever are trying to get yourself cleaned up and ready to give your heart to Jesus, it won't work. No, God says Jesus paid the price. It's a free gift, and we do nothing to deserve it. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say that while we were yet in sin, he loved us. Oh, I think back about the sin that Jesus witnessed. He saw some of the sin that I was in. He saw my heart that was sinful, that wanted its own way. But he loved me anyway, and he loves you too. He loves you just the way you are. And if you've given your heart to Jesus the way I did 43 years ago, I know that for those 43 years, he's been working on me to make me more like the Lord Jesus Christ. He has changed my heart, and he's been at work changing me. There's nothing I've been able to do to change me. Jesus says, by worrying about anything, can we change our stature? Can we grow it all? Can we change it all? We go, oh, I want to be so good. I want to be loving. I'm going to work hard at it. Benjamin Franklin even had a notebook where he kept track of his behavior and noting how he needed to change his patience, and he needed to change the love that he had for others. And he was working real hard, but he never achieved that final purity, that cleanliness, holiness of his life, the righteousness that only Jesus can provide. And Paul said in Romans 8, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's a hymn that was written years ago by a woman named Elvina Hall. And if I remember correctly, she was in the choir, and these words came to her. She probably needed to realize that she could not work hard enough or be good enough to please God the Father. She realized that only Jesus could save her. Only Jesus could pay the price for her sin. And so these words came to her mind as she was in the choir. She had nothing to write on, the writer said, and so she opened her hymnal and she wrote on the inside that was blank, and she wrote these words, I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. For nothing good have I whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus died to save my soul. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And I often am reminded and remember what John said at the end of 1 John. He tells us that salvation is in Christ alone. And he warns us at the very end of the chapter. He says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Now, this is the phrase that I always remember. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Little children, keep yourselves from sin. Turning away from the God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Turning to other things, other people, other gods would be turning away from the one, the only one that can save us from our sin. And John says, is saying to us, keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus only can save us from our sins. Would you like me to play this song? I'll try. You probably know it if you've been to church all your life. Jesus paid it all. Let's remember that and stop trying to work out our salvation. Work it out only in trusting the Lord, in keeping ourselves in him, abiding in him. That's our work, is to continue to trust and believe. But Jesus paid it all on the cross that we might be forgiven and have eternal life. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in him thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. In him complete, Jesus died my sin to save, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus saved it all. A crimson stain.
Amen, amen.
He washed
There's a lot of things in this life we'll never understand. A lot of things that have hurt us over the years. We seem to see others prosper that are living in sin. But as the old song says, we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen.
Our focus needs to be on our walk with a living God, an all-powerful God. And don't you think that God don't know how to take care of His own children.
Amen.
We read the Word of God and we can see when people turn their hearts to God, God's favor is upon them.
Amen.
God empowers them with supernatural powers.
Amen.
Powers to overcome.
Yes.
Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Now today, you may feel like that you're a loser, or you may feel like that you've just missed out on life. I want to give you the answer to that. You are the apple of God's eyes. He loves
Amen.
You. No matter how far in sin you are. Maybe you've turned your back on God. And it seems like that everything is hopeless.
Amen.
He's not going to refuse you if you'll turn back to Him. He says, "Seek me. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you will find." So I say today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, won't you consider the most important decision in your life? There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
Amen.
And we judge ourselves by either receiving or rejecting. You receive God's plan. Repent of your sins and turn to the Lord and follow Him and be filled with His Spirit. Then the kingdom of God is within you. And you got a bright future.
Amen.
But if you say, "Oh, not now, I'll do it later." Later never comes. This may be your last call. And all it takes is for you to turn your heart to Jesus and surrender. He paid it all. You got a free, free gift of eternal life with a glorified body and a new heaven, new earth. And I run from God. I didn't understand that we're going to have to face the judgment of God by the decisions we made about Jesus. So would you come now? Would you turn your life over to Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Would you do that? Hey, we could all use a change from this, couldn't we?
Amen.
Jesus is a game changer.
Yes, He is.
He's a life changer. He's also the sweetest thing I know.
Amen.
And I praise Him. I praise Him that some of you are making that decision now for Jesus. Glory to God, I'll hug your neck in heaven if I don't see you down here. And Christian, I'm calling upon you. We've got to be a light in this world. We've got to be the salt of the earth. We've got to be children of light. We've got to show this world that our hope is in Jesus Christ. That our hope is not of this world, but our hope is in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So let's all, as Christians, do a little soul searching and let God clean that dirt you've been sweeping under the rug.
Yes.
Let God clean you up. And let's get a fresh start, a new beginning right now.
Amen.
How about it? Right now?
Right now. As he said to the woman caught in adultery, sin no more. Go and sin no more.
Go and sin no more.
We don't want anything worse to happen.
No.
No, and that's what happens because of sin. It gives an inroad to Satan.
It sure
so
does.
So let's stay close to Jesus and please the Lord with our lives by abiding in him.
Amen. Well, I tell you, we're going to close today, but just want to thank God for each and every one of you, and want to ask you to just keep on pressing on.
Yes.
And believing and trusting in the Lord. And remember this, Jesus will set you free.
Amen. One of my favorite songs.
So tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll see you at 5 o'clock.
Bye for now.